N4CO Mobile.
KN4CHY, KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KN4CHY, go.
Hey, boss man, just want to see if I can get you to check your email real quick, over. Keith, you got any questions, give me a holler. Telephone numbers up on QRZ. KO4NUE73. Have a good day, sir.
Haven't got it yet, but I'll be on the lookout for you for it. I do have your number, so appreciate it. Talk to you later. KN4CHY, clear and listen.
You keep it sent to your call sign email on QRZ, so if you don't get it, let me know, because you wanted me to add you to the list, so there's information. Coming up on the 27th, I know you can't hit the repeater and all, but, you know, just we've got your name on the call list, but we're going to refrain from sending it out until the Friday before, because we need to collect as many calls as possible. So, just want to let you know it's there.
Sir, yeah, I should get it any time now then. Yeah,
because it should be good on QRZ. Anyway, have a great day. KN4CHY, clear and listen. KO4NUE. Okay, KO4NUE. Next station. W4CTW, KO4NUE. CTW, KO4NUE. Contact, next station. KI4DOS, KO4NUE. For DOS, KO4NUE. UE, no contact, I'm clear.
N4CHY, N4DJC.
DJC, KN4CHY, good morning.
Demo Advisor, I had a quick question for you. I'm looking at picking up maybe a Fusion radio. And my understanding is I can cross band Fusion to DMR through a hot spot. Is it just the open spot that does that, or can you do it with a 5-star as well?
Sure, that works with about most anything. Over.
I know the D-Star won't cross band to anything other than D-Star. It's on the open spot, but it won't on the 5-star. And based on what I read, but I was curious because I was thinking about picking up a Fusion with APRS anyway, so I was just curious if the Fusion would work through the hot spot to cross band to DMR.
I know the open spot is the open spot one, the original one that I have. Well, I've done DMR to Fusion, and pretty sure it'll go the other way around, but yeah, I'm pretty sure the you know, like the zoom spots and such as that will also work.
So about where to go after this, I got to get ready and all that stuff if I decide to go that way. But I'm seriously looking at it, getting a regular high power rig too, just a mobile rig. But I want a dual band, and I don't need another D-Star. And I thought, well, maybe a Fusion. If I can cross band a Fusion to high spot, maybe that might be a viable alternative.
But what Fusion radio are you looking at?
Look at an FTM-200, which is not a true, doesn't have a dual receive like the 300 does, but it does do APRS as well, plus it does Fusion. It's got the big screen. It's got a detachable head on it. It's got the same basic radio as the 300, just didn't have the dual receive capability, which, for crossband repeat, that might be handy, but I'm not real sure if I need to do that or not.
Yeah, I hadn't looked at the FTM-400, I think it is, but I hadn't looked at the other ones. They're all nice radios.
I get in contact with BioNO about my battery. They said it's 4.5 amp. I can charge it and transmit on the 205 at the same time. It's not, this is only a 2-amp transmit maximum. There should be no problem at all to charge it when I'm, you know, when I'm operating as well, which is same thing they told you. I just didn't know whether this battery was, you know, didn't have enough amperage draw to handle both at the same time. They said no problem at all.
No, and I wasn't sure it being the smaller capacity and the, you know, likely smaller discharge rate, whether that would be kosher or not. But yeah, this guy seems to be very helpful when you call him for stuff like that.
So, Captain, you replied to my email, and he wasn't a ham originally. He's a ham now. He said, yeah, it's not a problem, because I thought, he said, dude, well, actually, that's a 4.5, you can draw as much as 9 amps off of, that's a maximum discharge rate, which would probably not be wise to discharge more than, you know, a couple amps, but it still operate about 8 or 9 hours like that.
I think that's about what all of, no matter what the size is, it seems like it's about a twice the capacity of the discharge rate, so, yeah, that's why I wasn't too concerned about this 20-amp hour, because they give you 40 amps out, and, yeah, I won't be using that a lot.
Want to get a 9-amp or even maybe a 12-amp if it's on, to the world of my current charger, maybe just as a backup, because I tell you, I really enjoyed this. This is really handy to have.
But I'm probably going to look at one of like the 9-amps. I don't imagine there's going to be a lot of call to run, you know, like 7300 or even the 857 Delta at full power off the battery. But still, even at that, probably the 9-amp would come close to cutting it.
Imagine those 25 watts would work okay on a 9-amp. Based on what I've read, I think it would.
Mostly what I'd probably be doing anyway. I'm more into like FT8 than I am sideband. So yeah, usually I run, you know, I usually don't go over about 25, 30 watts on the FT8.
Have a 991, or maybe Patrick has a 991.
It seems like Chad's got one too. I've just got the 857. I don't run digital on it. I usually run through my 7300 for digital modes. I was looking though, they've got cables and all for actually even any tone. The HT, so you can do WinLink and stuff like that with it. I thought about getting a cable for the Anytone and this Kenwood here and the 857 using the signal link over.
Head up there. I know that I'd like to try FT8 over 2 meters on 2 meters, you know, sideband, I guess. Because I know you could do it on FM. I know that there's, you know, a way to do that, but it doesn't make much sense as far as the signal is. I don't think it'd be quite as efficient, but who knows.
Comment. I'll let you know, we have a club member in our club who specializes in 2-meter FT8. So, sorry. His call sign is W4CEF, colon. He's good on QRZ, so if you have any questions, he's rather good at it. Over.
I don't think I've got an antenna system good enough to do it. It'd be nice just to try it, you know, locally here to see if you know, I know there's not much activity. There's a lot of activity in the United Kingdom and in Europe because there's so they come close together, and there's a lot of propagation over there. It works well for 2 meters. But, by the way, I'm going to turn it back to Keith. I know he's probably busy working, but just in case, I was just curious whether or not that 706 got back in next time around. Chad, go ahead, Keith.
You need to get back to work. I'm wondering if you can get back in there. And I'm thinking the same way. It'd be neat just to play around with. Actually, actually the 857 is the only thing I've got that'll do sideband on 2 meter. The C700 don't, and of course the Anytone don't either. But yeah, it's something else to play around with is all. And I was kind of like you. I just hook it up and see if I see any activity and make any contact. Anyway, you guys have a great afternoon, and we'll catch you a little later. K4CHY, going back to work.
K73, don't work too hard.
K4NUE.
Yeah.
Joe, just going to let you know, I got a text from him yesterday. 2 meter FT8. States worked. Tennessee, South Carolina, Ohio, North Carolina, Virginia, Indiana, Georgia, Florida, and then at 70 centimeters, he's worked Florida, South Carolina, Georgia, Ohio, and then 6 meters, Arkansas, Vermont, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Maine, Texas, a lot of Texas, he says. So, not sure he's got anything kind of special as far as antenna goes, but just wanted to let you know. He's also sent me a map of the eastern United States with what's called an FT8 flag. I don't know anything about FT8, but I don't know. There's hundreds of them on eastern side of the United States. So just want to let you know.
I'll touch base with him on QRZ. I heard him check in the net a time or two, and I'll maybe get a QSO with him on the net sometime. I appreciate that. And I did ask you, did you ever get your 706 back from the repair folks yet?
I got it back, and hang on, Jerry. Sorry about that. I've got it on the workbench right now. And don't take this wrong way now, I'm not complaining at all, but you know, he resets everything before he sends it back, and this radio is not easy to get you know, repeater frequencies into it, and there is no software available to load the radio, so I am in the middle of trying to migrate between a Yaesu menu to a ICOM menu, and it's not fun right now.
No, it's not. About as opposite as you can go. Some of the Yaesu stuff's easy, some of it's difficult, some of the ICOM stuff is easy, and some of the ICOM stuff is very difficult, moving between one radio and another. It's no piece of cake, that's for sure. I'll let you get back to what you did, Chad. I'm just curious if you got back and it was working okay for you.
Well, I assume it is, Jerry. I gave it a shot yesterday, trying to get the 610 machine into it, and when I thought I had it, I hit the store button, and the screen popped up and said, "You're an idiot." So, evidently, I don't have it down yet, so I'll keep working at it.
Okay, Chad, you have a good afternoon. Good talking to you. K4NUE and 4DJ Sinclair.